This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. Our top stories first. Constitutional bench continues hearing on writ petitions filed against house dissolution today as well. Karnali province to get COVID-19 vaccines today. And rescuers in China freed 9 miners trapped 600 meters underground after 2 weeks. Now, the news in detail. The hearing on the writ petitions against the dissolution of the House of Representatives is continuing in the constitutional bench today as well. The debate is focused on the constitutionality of the majority holding Prime Minister's move to dissolve the House of Representatives. The legal practitioner on behalf of the writ petitioners are pleading in the hearing that is taking place in the Apex Court. A constitutional bench of Justices Bishwambar Prasad Shrestha, Anil Kumar Sinha, Sapana Pradhan Malla, and Tej Bahadur Kesi, led by Chief Justice Cholendra Samcher Janga Bahadur Rada, has been hearing 13 writ petitions against the dissolution of the House of Representatives since Sunday. Minister for Foreign Affairs Pradeep Kumar Gewali has said that by deciding to go for elections, the government has returned the trust received from the people to the people. The government decided to go for elections as people are the supreme in democracy and as some leaders tried to obstruct the country by bargaining. Speaking virtually at the inaugural session of the Non-Resident Nepalese Association, NRNA, International Coordination Council meeting on Saturday, he said that democracy can be strengthened only by giving people the right to decide. On a different note, Foreign Minister Gewali urged the NRNA to become a partner in the development and prosperity of Nepal. The non-resident Nepalese should not be very concerned and divided over the differences seen in Nepal. The NRNA should play a role in publicizing Nepal as an investment-friendly country. The process of registering the 567 meters long suspension bridge linking Baglung and Parbat district in the Guinness World Records has been initiated. The Suspension Bridge Division Office Kathmandu handed over the bridge to Baglung Municipality on 16th of January. According to senior engineer at the office, Humakanta Mishra, the record so far of a similar suspension bridge is 494 meters in Switzerland. Hence, this bridge could be the longest of the world. The bridge, with the height of 138 meters, was built in 2 years at the cost of around 120 million. One corona-related death has been reported in Banke district. According to COVID-19 Crisis Management Center, Banke's corona focal person, Tej Oli, a 65-year-old man from Santinagar Rural Municipality 6 of Dang, died while undergoing treatment at Nepalganj-based Veri Hospital. Karnali province, having the total of 10 districts, will get 11,780 doses of COVID-19 vaccines today. Director of the Health Directorate, Karnali Province, Dr. Robin Kharka, said in the first phase, those who are at the forefront against the infection, including health workers and ambulance drivers, would be vaccinated. The Ministry of Health and Population has deployed director at National Tuberculosis Center, Dr. Anuj Bhattachan, as a province coordinator of the vaccination campaign. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Larry King, giant of a U.S. broadcasting, who achieved worldwide fame for interviewing political leaders and celebrities, has died at the age of 87. King conducted an estimated 50,000 interviews in his 6 decades career, which included 25 years as a host of popular CNN talk show Larry King Live. According to Ora Media, a production company he co-founded, said he died at Cedars Sinai Medical Center in Los Angeles. The talk show host, famous for his gracious and rolled-up sleeves, had faced several health problems in recent years, including heart attack. Police in the Netherlands have arrested the alleged head of one of the world's biggest drug gangs on a warrant issued by Australia. Xie Chi Lop, a Chinese-born Canadian national, is said to be the head of the company which dominates a $70 billion illegal drug market across the Asia. The Australian Federal Police, AFP, believe the company, also known as Samgor Syndicate, is responsible for up to 70% of illegal drugs entering the country. Australian police had reportedly been tracking Mr. Xie for more than a decade before he was arrested on Friday as he was about to board a flight to Canada. Rescuers in China have freed the first of the group of miners who have been trapped 600 meters underground for 2 weeks. They have been trapped since an explosion closed the entrance tunnel to the Husan gold mine in Shandong province on 10th January. 11 miners initially survived the collapse, but one later died. A telephone connection has been set up and medicine and food have been lowered via a long narrow tunnel. The cause of the explosion that sealed the mine entrance is still not known. The miner brought to the surface was extremely weak and was blindfolded to protect his eyes from the light and was immediately taken to the hospital for treatment. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news from Radio Nepal. But before wrapping up, top stories once again. Constitutional bench continues hearing on writ petitions filed against house dissolution today as well. Karnali province to get COVID-19 vaccines today, and rescuers in China freed 9 miners trapped 600 meters underground after 2 weeks. Well, that's the end of this news from Radio Nepal. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English will be at 8 in the evening. Till then, have a good day.